Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'd like to start the show with a song. It's being offered by Duane Hepner, and the new presentation. New you, you, you. If a person sings that and sincerely wants to connect with the real guides for some real guidance and some real education, test it for yourself for like 15 minutes before you go to sleep each night and 15 minutes in the morning when you wake up and see what life shows you. Today, we'd like to talk about the new presentation and the projects it's in the process of creating for everyone here on Earth and other places in these psych realms. It's an effort to guide anyone that's being guided by the real guides to hear about this new presentation and see if there was a purpose, a reason why you came here. So we have Dean Val of Nations United Universal University with us today, and we have Claudie Stockman, who is an empath, a seer, that will have probably something to say about this new presentation and the projects and the guidance that's being offered to kind of wake us up or remind us or show us why we came here. Val, would you like to start with giving some information about this new presentation?
Sure, Tim. Thank you. Yeah, I'm from Huntington Beach here down south in California. We are trying to get some rain down here. It's just sprinkling right now, but it looks like another drought winter this time around so far. But yeah, we're doing what we can with the projects. It's every person can basically create what they want with that. We'll give the kind of direction and guidance, but each person with their skills and aptitudes and interests can do something for the environment. And that's the main thing, just something that benefits the environment, the animals, the people, you know, a biosphere, basically the air, water, and food biosphere, all that supports us. And in doing so, you begin to see a real purpose in your life rather than just going out to a 9-to-5 job idea. You do something that makes sense with the environment you live with. And we provide the opportunity to go further than that too. But that's the start. But if you want to go further and become more aware of yourself and what is taking place here with life, then we have that too. But first, just educate yourself and don't take the word of the mainstream media necessarily, or probably not even at all, but to just go ahead and do your own research about what's really going on here. There's so much hidden in plain sight that it's really not very hard to do since we still have the internet. Now, the internet's been shut down in Iran, so they have a harder time, but we still have that available for us to do our own research into what's going on with all the systems, the financial system, the political, scientific, educational, social, all these things that we're involved in here in life. Dig a little bit deeper below what you're being told, and you'll see that there's a lot more going on, and it will prompt you to probably either go back into your comfort zone or want to know more. And if you do want to know more, we are here for everybody to provide more so than what you're getting out there with the systems that are now prevailing. So that's a start, Tim.
Yeah, thanks, Val. Claudia, would you like to say anything? Are you on mute, Claudia?
She is she's open mic, so on my end.
Uh-huh. Maybe she'll be able to talk in a little while. So
yeah.
As we are here in what's called the physical, with our physical body that's temporary, that actually it, from what I'm becoming aware of, how life in this physical is, where it's like a blink of an eye, a puff of smoke. We keep reincarnating in these physical bodies, because I guess we need the experiences to have a comparison to what isn't real in life, to what is real in life. The experiences here in these what's called the psych realms with these multiple vehicles we have, which are the physical, that's our physical body, and then there's the astral body and the astral realm world place that's our, like our emotions, our emotional body. And there's a causal body in the causal realm, or place, or world, or, and that's our memory body. So then we have a mental body also, and that's like our thoughts and ideas, and we have a subconscious or etheric body, and that's like where our intuition is. And these are all in these what's called the psych realms, worlds, places. And then there's a deep dark border, it's like a shell, a separation between these psych realms and the real universes, where there is no authoritarians and brutalitarians or wars or sickness and on that we experience here in this physical place. So we don't have anybody like the government or the religions or the educational systems trying to or convincing us of how to be, that we're all free beings of real light. And in the real universes, there's a thing called the real love, not just the stuff that we experience here in the psych realms, like the emotional love we call love. So it's just an opportunity that in this tiny little amount of what we call time in each of these reincarnated bodies we have, we either pay attention to what's being offered when the real guides are presenting this guidance and education to us about what life's all about and how we can earn our way out of these psych realms when we're to that point that we're willing to explore beyond what we know here and do here. The opportunity is not like it's always available. It only comes around certain times, I guess, when certain amount of beings are ready to have the opportunity to see if they're wanting to keep reincarnating and stay in these psych realms, or if they want the real guidance and the real education and a way of getting out of these psych realms into places that we can't even imagine how wonderful life really is. Claudia, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Hi. Would you like to talk? Would you like to say something about the new presentation or the projects or the reason we came here?
Oh, boy. Yes, I would. Reason we came here. That's a question that might require some time for everybody to think of now and then when they have a moment and they're contemplating life and what they're doing with their life and how it's coming about and what can you do to make your life better or more interesting. And in my experience, I've found information coming forth when singing that new you song. It comes from the real side, which gives us an opportunity to see, I'm going to use that word, different people, different experiences, different scenes, and especially since I'm interested in extraterrestrials, you can see different species of creatures. Some are good, some are not so good. And it just depends on what you come across. The new you, if you ask when you sing it, can bring you experiences that are very helpful. These, not all extraterrestrials are of the negative source. There are many here in our solar system, on our planet, that want to help. They want to help us as they see the struggle we're going through, and they are very much aware of what the planet Earth is experiencing. And it's not exactly a walk in the park. The Earth is being bombarded with all kinds of laser weapons, HAARP weapons that the government is using to control the weather. And we all see the evidence that this has been one of the worst winters that part of the country has experienced. Since I'm in Texas, we do get a little bit less of the freezing cold, but there are people who live up north who are at minus degrees temperatures that are really, to me, painful. And this is one of the evidences that I see as the negative extraterrestrials are causing to occur on our planet through the cooperation they have with our government. I'm just not going to say our government alone, but any government on any of the nations on this planet. Sometimes they really go into it to keep the population under control and also to reduce the population. A lot of people are taken, removed from the planet, and we don't know where they are or what happened to them. They're just gone, including children. So So we get so complacent with, it's just another cold day on our planet. No, it's not. It's being deliberately forced upon us. And the best way at the moment that we can protect ourselves and help ourselves is to sing the new you at night before we go to bed or in the morning when we get up and ask a question. Try to find out what's going on, what's happening. When you ask the real guides, they are able to give an answer immediately. You may not recognize the answer at that moment, but you might be having a conversation with the clerk at the checkout counter, or you might be pumping gas or something, and the guy next to you say, hey, did you see them chemtrails yesterday? They were really bad. And you get confirmation of what you're observing from other people who are also looking. And it's time that we have to wake up and to see what's going on. Anyway, thank you. Thank you so much, Tim. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Quadi, for talking about the experiences that we're becoming aware of here and on Earth. And a person that might be listening to this would be wondering about it. And there is a reason. There aren't any coincidences, it sounds like, why you'd even hear us talk. So if a person has the intent to recognize what their real awareness is about life, because it sounds like everything relates to our real awareness. Unless we're aware of what's really going on, what it's all about, then we're unaware of what's really going on. And that's what we're trying to share, is what is unknown with others about life. That on this opportunity to find out how wonderful life can be compared to what we see is how uncomfortable or almost for some, they'd rather not be alive than be alive. So it's an opportunity for everyone to test for themselves, to find out, to get the real guidance and the real education that the real guides are offering. This new presentation has new books available with lots of references that most of the people of Earth are not aware of. The real history of things compared to what we've been convinced or presented with, that most people accept as what's real, when actually it sounds like it is very much the opposite of what's true. We have these ancient ruins on Earth we see and are aware of more and more that are being presented through the TV and through the technology, and we hear of things in space like on the moon and what they're seeing, and it makes us wonder about what's really going on. And we've probably all been involved in these religions on the Earth, and probably been involved in one lifetime or another in the politics here in this realm, this physical realm. And we may have been involved in the scientific or educational or psychic stuff that we bring over from previous lives in our subconscious, I guess it would be called, something like that, we're not really, most of us aren't aware that we've had even previous lives, and we wonder, well, what would make us think that we had previous lives? That we just get born and it lasts so long, and then our body dies, and we think we're either going to be stuck in the ground like some religions teach until you're called up out of the ground, or we hear about these heavens and God, and until we experience the like God ourselves, it's just pretty much a belief, or we call it faith, or you hope that there's a God or somebody's going to save you and let you live in some happy hunting ground or in a heaven, when actually these religions seem to have been created by other beings to control people, to use them and make them act certain ways, or else they don't get to go to what they think is their happy hunting ground or heaven that they go to, unless you obey these rules and regulations that others have created and say you have to live by, or else you go to a place like hell and suffer forever, or whatever the ideas are to scare people into obeying all these rules and regulations. And so we're trying to become aware of what it's all about. Val, would you like to mention anything else while we're discussing the new presentation?
Yeah, this is on a more mundane level, but it's about awareness. And as I mentioned before, become aware of what's going on around you here first, just in the physical. Even that, people don't seem to get it yet. We had this campfire in Paradise, California. It was just the year anniversary. We had it November 8th, 2018. It was directed energy weapons, practically destroyed the whole town of 26,000 people. There's 5,000 people in town now. That's it. Where'd everybody go? Well, they're homeless, or they got fried. They can't rebuild because they can't get insurance because it's a high risk area now. So they've basically been taken away, you know, purposely, because it is purposely done, these fires. So I was watching a documentary, the aftermath here. They just made this documentary. It's a 4-part series where they interview fire captain and some of the first responders and some of the locals. And I don't know, this documentary seems to be almost a propaganda film, because everybody's sort of duh. I mean, they're talking about, even the fire captain said, well, in my 30 years, I've never seen a fire move so fast and so hot. And I don't know why, you know, I don't know what, it just, you know, the winds came up, the 70-mile-an-hour winds came up, conditions were dry, so, you know, and then there's the two power lines that the trees fell on top of that supposedly started the fire. So they gave all this hype about how the fire was and how, well, these natural disasters sometimes happen, you know. And they were talking about what can we do to prevent them in the future. But they're not getting no matter what you do, if someone shoots a directed energy weapon at your house, there's not much you can do in preparation for that. So they're not getting to the cause of things. They're just being, you could say, just being playing the traditional, what happened here, you know, let's try to do better in the future game, when in fact these fires have been purposely started. So this is just an example of how people, when people watch something like this, they're going to most likely agree to it, because this is the standard normal media presentation. Anybody comes in with a so-called conspiracy is going to be looked at kind of funny, unless you've seen it with your own eyes, and even then, who knows? We're going to go up there. Sunday, we have an interview with one of the fellows that was in the fire. He's the head of the Chamber of Commerce up there. We're going to see what he has to say. We're not going to try to pin him to the wall or anything. We're just going to interview him and maybe some of the other fire victims, because we care. You know, we care about what's going on around here, and if we can shed some more light onto what really is going on, it's for the benefit of everybody's survival, because they won't be in the dark anymore, and a lot of people still are wondering what they can do, how can we do, you know, prepare for the future, when in fact this is all purposely done, and it's to move them away. I mean, the high-speed rail is going through there, and Bohemian Grove is up there nearby, where the politicians go for their parties. So this area has been basically designated to for the elites, apparently, to inhabit or to have as a playground. Because, well, like I say, there's only 5,000 more people. 5,000 people left out of 26,000. So this is what may be happening this winter. They say fire season will be ongoing this winter in California because of the dry conditions. And what we're doing is in the presentation is to just help people understand what's right in front of them. In front of them first, and then that is a basis for them to move on to more, even more awareness. But if you can't see what's going on right here in front of you, then it's tough to make that jump into other dimensions, etc. I mean, you can, but you can always do anything. But it's just it's a process. Basically, it's a process, a step-by-step process. And if you miss one portion of it, then in a way, somewhere along the lines, you might have to go back to relearn it or to see it, you'd say. So, and also we start with the environment, because most people can relate to that. They can relate to clean air, clean food, and clean water, or they used to be able to relate to it. Now it's very difficult to get any of these things. So these, we relate to these things, and we help people through that to help them to wake up to what's really going on right in front of them, so that they can make better choices and decisions, and maybe take the risk to step out of their comfort zone into something more real and beneficial for themselves and others. So it's part of it, Tim. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks again, Val. Yes, it's how many people are really seeing what's happening on the whole world? We've got all these things going on. The information seems to be being presented in many ways about the fires all over the earth, and the poisoning of the earth's air, and the poisoning of the earth's water and the poisoning of the earth's food. And if people are really about to the point to start paying attention to what's really going on right here in this physical realm, and then do something about it, we have to change. It's like, or we don't have to, I guess we could stay the same, but it just seems to be like it, all it's doing is getting worse and worse for the children that keep coming, instead of better, their air and their water and their food is being more and more degraded and worse for the human physical bodies. And here we have so many things going on. We have these vaccines that are being forced on many people on Earth, and then we have information about how for some people it is very bad, and some people die from it. It's just on and on, all the things that are taking place on Earth. And it seems like becoming aware that there are certain beings involved in causing the effects that we're seeing on Earth. It's not just like all the humans are agreeing to their own demise by being convinced that this is just how life is, and that the ones that have the powers on the earth seem to be able to convince the vast majority of humans that all these things that are not good for us or I guess you couldn't say that they're not good for us, because maybe we are learning our lessons by experiencing these bad things for the physical realm. It makes me wonder about these beings. What I'm aware of is that we're all beings of light. So maybe it's just part of the process that certain beings want to control others and be worshipped and thought that better, that they're better than others. Or there's so much to life that we're not aware of. And so this is part of the opportunity we're presenting, is to become more aware, to be in maybe what you call harmony with what life really is, instead of not being aware of how to be in harmony with life. I don't know, Claudie, do you have anything else you'd like to mention?
Yes, sir. It's what Val said about the season, the fire season in California. To me, that is so unbelievable to think that, oh, we have a fire season and fires come every year, and they don't know how they're started. They just happen, and they destroy land, homes, people's lives. But we here in Texas, I live on the Gulf Coast, so we have hurricane season, which also destroys people's lives, homes, and properties and things. And on top of that, it makes us all afraid. Every time winter passes, we're looking at spring, and the next thing is, oh, hurricane season's coming. You got to get prepared. Do you have batteries? You got your flashlight? You have some canned food? And get enough to last 2 weeks in case it's a long time before the power comes back on. So our lives are controlled by the weather, in my opinion, that we need to do something about it. And I've gotten tired of all this season, hurricane season. That's ridiculous. I was born in 46, so I remember growing up and there weren't any hurricane seasons as a child. And now, as a senior citizen, I see that and I go, how are the children dealing with their lives? Go to school? You take your chance that you won't get shot today. It's just ridiculous that this type of scenario exists at this time, and the adults seem so complacent. But I think that their complacency is simply because I don't know what to do about it. And luckily for all the people on this planet, Duane Hepner has written books and has introduced the population to the new U sound. And I, on one hurricane that was coming through Corpus, and it's passing is still evident in a lot of homes that are still being rebuilt now, 3 years later. I went out the night it was coming because we couldn't leave. And I said, time for you to stop. And I waved my arms and said, go away. And on top of that, I imagined a shield between the hurricane and this town and the area of that it was going to pass over. I know it was just an imaginary thing, but I felt if I didn't do anything, if I just sat in my house all the windows and taped and boarded up and just be afraid, that would be admitting to the power of persons who try to hurt and harm us. So I went outside in the middle of it and I said, go away, stop, disappear. That's enough. And it felt good to do that. I sang new you to the storm as it passed over us. And all I remember is going back in the house and falling asleep on the sofa with my flashlight just in case, but the power did go out. But the next morning, what was so interesting was the air was so clean. We have not had clean air before. The wind blew it away. The rain cleaned the area. And it wasn't very hard rain. It was a soft rain, something that the earth could produce naturally. So some of this time that we spend being afraid, if we spent it doing the new you and then looking at the cause and seeing what we can do to change our predicament, our plight, our lives, and make it better. Not just for ourselves, but for all the people we live with, the city, the town, even the animals and pets, they have to be considered too. So, yeah, I think there's a time that when we hear, oh, it's fire season, oh, it's hurricane season, we can do something different. Thank you.
Yeah, Claudia.
Yeah, thanks.
I see it. Death and taxes, well, it's going to be a setup for now the weather, too. We can't do anything about death and taxes or the weather because, like these people in paradise, they're saying, well, this is something you can't prepare for, these huge disasters like this and like massive earthquakes or tsunamis, hurricanes, weather, out of control weather because of climate change, supposedly. Well, and it's going to be the standard now where, well, we can't do anything. These are natural events. But again, you see, we can, if you study death, if you study taxes, well, there are, you can go around those, or there's more to it than just it's finished. Yeah. There's more to death. There's no death, actually. Taxes, well, it's a setup. It's illegal. It's they don't need the money. Study it. Study the financial system. Taxes are a scam. And so the weather now. The weather will be a standard. People will be talking about it. So we can't do anything about it. But you can. I mean, we've interviewed people, and like Claudia, you say here that you can actually influence the weather, and people in the past have been able to do this when they live closer to the environment in harmony with and support the environment. They can do this. They can actually work with, not against, or be the effect of weather. We're here to be cause more anyway, in creation rather than effect. Although being in creation, you are the effect that, but you can be more so in your real awareness, the cause. And I
can
see Bob.
Can
yeah,
you guys
go
hear
ahead,
me?
Bob. Yes.
Oh, we had fun today, Sandy, especially Sandy and I. I was at work today, and when I got to work, the ceiling was dark overcast. It was like 1,000 feet overcast, heavy clouds, real dark, you know, at 10 o'clock in the morning. And then, you know, Sandy's been changing the weather, so Sandy and I both asked Rebazar, take this nasty weather, put all the clouds in the phantom zone, and bring the sun out. Well, the aviation forecast from my airport was by noon. It was supposed to be like the clouds were going to keep dropping and dropping, and the visibility is going to get worse and worse in IFR conditions, which means really, really bad weather. And before I know it, the ceiling breaks up, the overcast breaks up, and pretty soon it's scattered. The sun is shining brightly. My coworkers are and the airport guys are saying, "What happened to the nasty weather? How come the sun is shining?" So we affected the weather, and everybody listening can affect the weather.
One thing about that is they affect our weather, so we have the right to affect our weather also. If they're going to do that, we can too. And we had a nice triangle of weather today that changed from Green Bay to Appleton to Wausau. So all of it became nice and sunny.
And warm.
And warm. It was about 40 degrees today. 43 we hit. So it was a nice day. Took the dog out and played ball with her.
Yeah, thanks, Bob and Sandy.
Huh?
I said thank you for telling us about that. I wonder how that would affect, if it makes sense to ask the real guides about this 5G stuff that's going to affect people, like Claudia was mentioning, how people, children now go to school and they don't know if somebody's going to be shooting them, whether that is actually some of this mind control that's already being used on the human beings to cause more of this fear and intimidation and to put our awareness on all these activities that are affecting the children and how they're seeing life. Because this 5G, it sounds like that's why we're trying to make sense here, presenting something that makes sense.
Right. I would definitely ask the real guides for help in this and sing the new UU every day, morning and night. Now, Bob had heard about a program they are now instituting
nationwide
in a grade school that the children are being taught and programmed to accept death. They're talking about death and there's no life. And the meaninglessness of life, which is that's these children haven't even lived yet, basically. And they're being programmed for death, which is horrible. Here, you want to say anything
else? That's partly why it's so important for those that are ready that the real guides are offering the opportunity to get out of these psych realms, is because the way it's going, people are going to be robotized and just keep coming back as slaves to these authoritarians or brutalitarians or aliens or whatever you call them, that seem to want to be God to the rest of the humans, that there is a way to earn our way out of these psych realms that's being offered, presented. We're being given hints through the new presentation in the Adventure Is series books that Dwayne the great writer, is sharing with the earth right now, how important these things are to be presented to the masses. And then there's the effects of the ones that are causing as much problems, or whatever you want to call it, as possible, to not be able for those that are trying to present the new presentation to share with others. It's just a fascinating experience, this adventure we have right now on Earth, and that we have this opportunity to have an effect. We are the causes, the light and the dark. That we do have something that's very important for those who are ready to be given, so that they can find out for themselves if they want to stay around and keep reincarnating or not. An opportunity like us humans have never had. There's just so many things that we're being affected by, that others are causing to make happen on Earth. Whether it's burning up the oxygen, or the trees that produce the oxygen, or like these vaccines or these microwaves mind controlling, or actually able to kill human bodies if it's turned up high enough. So it's going to be up to each person to decide for themselves what or if they're going to do anything other than what they just keep doing as normal. Because it don't seem like it's going to last that much longer the way it's going, before people aren't going to be the same as 100 years ago or 200 years ago. And this opportunity won't be, who knows when or if it'll even be around again. So does anybody else have anything they'd like to mention while we're talking about this stuff that I'm trying to make others become aware of?
Yes, I do. This is Sandy from Wisconsin. Today, Duane wrote something. Duane, the great writer, wrote Animals Die in Australia. Now, this is what's going on there. It's raging fires and extreme heat wave from HAARP and Dew, which are lethal lasers from world governments in Australia, has led to the deaths of wild horses and other animals in the outback, authorities say. Rangers found dead and dying animals in a dried-up waterhole near Alice Springs in the Northern Territory. The animals had already died from dehydration and starvation. Surviving horses were later culled. It comes amid the record-breaking heat from HAARP government weather controllers, with temperatures hitting 49.5 degrees, which is about 120 degrees Fahrenheit. And that was north of Adelaide in South Australia. And the mercury rose to 47.7 centigrade, about 116 in the city. And more than 13 towns in the state of Australia have seen heat records eclipsed from fires, the Dew lethal lasers. Meanwhile, in Alice Springs, near where the horses were found, temperatures have exceeded the 42 degrees centigrade for almost 2 weeks. And that is hot, hot, hot. And an Australian local told the ABC News that water was normally there and that the horses just had nowhere to go. And the government council said it had organized a cull of the remaining horses because they found the others close to death. So they're planning on culling another 120, that means gathering them up, another 120 feral horses, donkeys, and camels, which are dying from thirst in a neighboring community. So they're trying to do a lot to destroy our planet, and we need to step up and sing the new you and do something that makes sense.
Yeah, Tim, I'm starting to put in my writing that, and I'm telling you, know, it's almost getting to the point where it's an ultimatum now. If you don't step up and support Dwayne, the great writer, for president of the future, you will have no future for yourself. It's that bad right now. Everybody has to get on board.
It seems like that's a big change for the humans of this earth, because it sure don't look like there's very many that are paying attention right now to even what is being presented. So it'll be interesting.
What's going on this planet is everybody's being boiled in water. They started with the water cold, and the water is boiling over, and people have got so accustomed to the water temperature that they don't even notice. You know how you cook lobsters? You throw them in cold water and heat the pan, and they're fried before they know it. That's humans on this planet. It's they're being boiled alive and aren't even aware of it.
That's why we're so fortunate to have this new presentation on Earth at this time, because they seem to be those that have these powers that they're using on the rest of us humans, seem to be developing them stronger and stronger, microwaves, laser beams. All these things that they're testing right now are just in their developmental stages of totally controlling all the humans as robotized slaves for what seems to be forever. So that's why this new presentation is of the utmost importance to the humans on Earth. Almost, I guess you would say, more important than anything else in our lives right now.
Well,
go ahead.
This planet needs a shock to its system.
That's what I was just going to say.
Shock. I mean, this planet needs a, what's that movie with Will Smith, with all the flying saucers showing up?
Fourth of July.
Where they, huh?
4th of July, that one. The 4th of July, was it?
Independence Day.
That's what this planet needs. They need a live Independence Day wake up. That's what they need. They need to be shocked out of their shoes. That's what it's going to take.
Well, I think I have a suggestion that might help. Claudia in Texas. When I first heard about doing the new you and applying it to a weather situation, I decided to test it. And so when a storm came by that was going to be quite fierce with heavy winds and everything, I sang New Year You and then went outside and brushed it away with my hand, just swept it away from our area. And lo and behold, I had a result. So possibly there are people in the audience who might give it a try. Go out, sing New You You when fierce weather is coming, being directed at your area, and blow it away with your, wave it away with your hand, your arm, whatever, and let good weather come in. That's the difference, is that you do something. You don't just sit there and accept, oh, it's going to be another bad storm, snowstorm, big thunderstorm, whatever. You can do something. And it's not just sit there, watch the news, and shake your head and go, oh, dear. This is just a calamity. It's the way it is on the planet. No, it isn't. It did not used to be this way. And we have the ability to change the weather for our good, not who is running the HAARP projects or any kind of weather control projects for many of the governments on this planet. And they say, oh, if you control the weather, you control the earth. Well, not on my watch. We're going to do something about it. Anyway, thank you for letting me share.
Yeah, thanks again, Claudie. Yes, all these things taking place on earth that we're becoming aware of, and how many actually are going to be paying attention when they have this opportunity to test the new you song, to connect with some real guidance and some real education about life. Is there anybody else? I was thinking of how people could even get to connect to these blog talk radio shows so that they know when and how to get to listen to people discussing this new presentation and the projects and becoming aware of what's really going on in these realms that we're dealing with here in the psychic places of life. How does that get presented to people that are just possibly looking at the tech information to even know about the blog talk radio shows that we present?
Well, we can't market it on Facebook. We can market the show before and after, and then post it after too, just like we do with Facebook Live. One thing.
And Val, do you see?
Yeah, and then we're doing down here in Huntington Beach, doing a lot of footwork with the water, the John Ellis water. We're going out every day. The kids go out and they market the water with flyers, and they talk to businesses. And basically, that's a way to promote what we're doing, promote awareness, which is what we're doing. That we start with the water, because that everybody needs water. So they're out there door to door, basically. And I know Dwayne's going to be doing the same. I'm going to be going up to Northern California this next week to talk to some of the leaders up there that are aware of the chemtrails and the 5G, et cetera. So it's a lot of it's just getting out there and mingling with the people and the groups and the organizations that have some kind of awareness, and then their groups, you know, the people that follow them will have access to what we're doing too.
Yeah, it sounds like that's how it is right now about this presentation, is that those of us that are putting out some form of attempt to share this stuff in whichever ways we find that we think that we're doing some good or putting out some effort in trying to share with others about the new presentation and the new you song and the Adventure Is series books and these Skype, Facebook and blog talk radio means of trying to get in touch with others that might be wondering about why life is the way it is and sincerely want to test for themselves and find ways to know things that they don't know, because we're sure dealing with an awful lot of what I guess you'd call terrible experiences for a lot of humans in this, on this little speck of dirt we call Earth. unless there's somebody else that would like to say something today, maybe we've said enough to help someone find the new presentation and find a purpose for their lives in it. We could take turns. Yeah, go ahead, Sandy.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say I had an experience the other week. My husband and I were driving both cars down to an auto repair shop. And as I passed, there were evergreen trees, very tall ones, 20 feet at least, tall evergreens on both sides of this. It was a semi-country road. And I heard the trees say, "Help us, help us, help us." And it was so heartfelt, I almost started crying. It was that intense. And so this whole planet is crying out, really, of all of the trees and the flowers and the animals that are being destroyed. We need to help them. It just doesn't make sense to let them be destroyed with all the chemtrails and the lack of water and the drying up and the fires and everything that HAARP and the others are putting out there. So that was just an experience last week, just driving down the road.
Yes, it sure does affect our emotions a lot, all these things that we are observing, whether the fires burning up all the little creatures that live in the forest besides the trees, and how it all affects us too. And that's part of, I think, how these authoritarians, these brutalitarians enjoy our suffering and tear at our feelings of we want to do something about it. We don't want the little koalas to get burned up and all this, but do we have excuses, or what is it that prevents us from doing something about all these things that we're becoming aware of that are affecting us? And all we have, it seems like right now, is our new you song. To get our guidance of what our purpose or what we should be doing, each of us, I guess, because without some lights in this world, it sure does look like it's going to just keep getting darker and darker for everyone. It's very fortunate that we have a real guide or guides, Duane Ava, on Earth right now that are offering this presentation, and all we can do is put out our effort to help share it with others, because it sure seems like these brutalitarians are having their way pretty much with doing whatever they want to do to so much of the earth in so many ways, affecting everybody. Is there anything anybody else would like to say today?
Just that these brutalians that you're talking about and the negative, and they don't like the new you sound. It bothers them immensely. So one of the best things you can do is to sing the new you and step up.
Yes, it seems like that's our only opportunity to get the real guidance and the real education. And even if this world is to blow up today or whatever is to take place, maybe we've got closer to get to the real universes by our efforts that we do put out to help share this with others. Quite an adventure. I guess unless somebody else has something they'd like to say today, we could take turns singing this new song that's being offered for the real guidance and the real education, the real connection to the all is. What a treasured sound, I guess, we've been given. I'll start. New you, you, you. Claudie, would you like to sing the new you?
New do you, you, you.
And Sandy and Bob? Val,
do new you, you, you.
And if there's anybody else, go ahead.
New you, you, you.
Oh, hi, Ariana. Well, thanks, everybody, for joining and sharing today. Maybe we'll reach somebody.
Ken?
Yeah.
Ken, there's one more.
Oh, great.
New you, you, you.
Wow. Thanks, everybody. We'll see ya.
Thank you, Tim.
Thank you, Tim. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. See ya.